Shirid Varadare Goki Jana Ballaba Shirid Varadare Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Girit Varadare Gopi Jana Ballabha Girit Varadare Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Girit Varadare Gopi Jana Ballabha Girit Varadare Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paribraja Gacharya Jostotara Satashi Srimad अभयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम एइथ कैंटो Chapter 15, entitled Bali Maharaj Conquers the Heavenly Planets. Text 32 to 34, and the board has 34. Yeah. So I'll read 32, 33, and then we'll chant 34. Shukadev Goswami continued, "The demigods, being thus advised by Brihaspati for their benefit, immediately accepted his words. Assuming forms according to their desires, they left the heavenly kingdom and scattered without being observed by the demons." Purport. The word Kama Rupina indicates that the demigods, the inhabitants of the heavenly planets, can assume any form they desire. Thus, it was not at all difficult for them to remain incognito before the eyes of the demons. Text 33. When the demigods had disappeared, Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochana, entered the heavenly kingdom, and from there he brought the three worlds under his control. Tam Vishvajainam Shishyam, Tam Vishvajainam Shishyam Brigava Shishya Vatsalaha, Brigava Shishya Vatsalaha, Satena Hayamedanam, Sitana Hayamedanam, Anuvratam Ajayan Anuvratam Ajayam Tam Vishva Jayinam Shishyam Brigava Shishya Vatsalaha Satena Hayamedhanam Anuvratam Ayajatam. Thank you. Anyone else? Tam unto him, Bali Maharaj. Vishvajainam, the conqueror of the entire universe. Shishyam, because of his being a disciple. Bhrigava, the Brahmanas, descendants of Bhrigu, like Sukracharya. Shishyavatsalaha, being very pleased with the disciple. Satena, by 100. Hayamidhanam, sacrifices known as Ashvamedha. Anuvratam, following the instructions of the Brahmanas. Ayajayam, caused to execute. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Brahman descendants of Bhrigu, being very pleased with their disciple, who had conquered the entire universe, now engaged him in performing 100 Ashvamedha sacrifices. We have seen in the dispute between Maharaj Prithu and Indra that when Maharaj Prithu wanted to perform 100 Ashvamedha yajnas, Indra wanted to impede him, for it is because of such great sacrifices that Indra was made king of heaven. Here, the Brahmana descendants of Bhrigu decided that although Maharaj Bali was situated on the throne of Indra, he would not be able to stay there unless he performed such sacrifices. Therefore, he advised Maharaj Bali to perform at least as many Ashvamedha yajnas as Indra. The word Ayajayan indicates that all of the Brahmanas induced Bali Maharaj to perform such sacrifices. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chashkirsan Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sva Pandantikam. Tam Vishva Jainam Shisham Bhrigava Shisha Vatsalaha Satena Hayamedhanam Anuvritam Ayajayan. The Brahmana descendants of Bhrigu, being very pleased with the disciple who had conquered the entire universe, now engaged him in performing 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices. Backwards and forwards, this fighting between the demigods and the daityas, the demons, is going on eternally. And this is another example of that. Bali Maharaj, although we know him to be a special kind of demon, he's the leader, the king of the demons, he's the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So from just by that connection, we can understand that there's something special or different about him. He's also the great-grandson of Hiranyakashipu. So here in this chapter, we've been hearing about how he successfully took the throne of Indra. And there wasn't even any fight, because they just realized that there was no way that they were going to defeat him. So under the advice of their preceptor, Brihaspati, they ran away. Prabhupada mentions that they're able to take different forms, the demigods, the inhabitants of the heavenly planets. They can take any form they want, apparently. And so they assume different forms and they escaped. And so, unopposed, Bali Maharaj was able to take the throne of Indra, and from there he subdued the three worlds. And all of this he accomplished by serving and pleasing his spiritual masters. Right, that's mentioned very specifically in this verse, that he's the conqueror of the entire universe. This is from the word for word, because of his being a disciple. Tam Vishva Jayanam Sishyam. Because of his being a disciple, a good disciple obviously, he was able to conquer. In the previous battle, he lost his life. In the previous battle with the demigods, he lost his life, he was killed. And Sukracharya brought him back to life. And because he was brought back to life by Sukracharya, Sukracharya was very, Bali Maharaj was very grateful, and he took him as a spiritual, he was the spiritual master of the demons, but he took him and he served him earnestly, and those Brahmin brothers, and he pleased them. And because he pleased them, they had him perform a yajna where he got all kinds of boons, benefits, chariot, quiver and bows, armor, and by their blessings he was invincible. He became invincible. And he got all that by serving his gurus. So we see that this is a very important principle. Serving the guru, serving the not just Sukhacharya, but all the Brahmins, his brothers, they're all descendants of Bhrigu Muni. Because of that service, he was he became accomplished. We can compare that to his great grandfather. His great grandfather was Hiranyakashipu. He also subdued the universe by his own prowess. He wasn't really beholding to anyone. You can say, well, how is it different? He was able to do it on his own power, by his own austerities, by his own penance, by his own tapa, right? So, you know, how can one say that it's you need to serve, you need to be blessed? But if you look at the consequence, the result, what was the result of Hiranyakashipu's activities, and what was the result of Bali Maharaj's activities? Totally different. Hiranyakashipu was vanquished by the Supreme Lord, and Bali Maharaj was also vanquished by the Supreme Lord, Vamana Dev, we'll read, but in a different way, different result. There was a different result of the two activities. So that's a very important lesson for us, that he got all this because he pleased his gurus, he pleased his spiritual preceptors, and therefore they gave him all blessings and made all arrangements for him. And even now, in this verse, it's describing how, you know, he had the seat, he got the position that he was looking for, but they didn't stop there. They said, oh no, now you have to do yajnas, more sacrifice. Ashvamedha yajnas, 100 Ashvamedha yajnas, if you want to keep the throne, in order to maintain your position, in order not to fall back, you have to do these sacrifices. So they induced him, advised him, and of course, because he was a sincere follower, a sincere disciple, he did it. He engaged in that work. So, not a lot more that I can really glean from this. Are there any questions so far? Abel. Bali Maharaj. Same. It was Bali Maharaj.
What was the question?
The question was, what was his name in the previous life when he lost the battle against the demigods? He was Bali Maharaj. He was the lord of the demons, and they had their, as we mentioned, they're constantly battling, and he was determined. He wanted to, I guess, he wanted to take the position, same position his great grandfather had, right? His great grandfather was was the supreme, he took over the universe more or less, right? And he wanted that position. You want this? So that others can hear your question? I think you need to turn it on, the switch.
Hare Krishna. So the second question, in the case of Bali Maharaj, you just mentioned, though both were vanished by Krishna, and in the case of Bali Maharaj, he had the intention, he was a devotee. And why did Krishna, in the form of Bhamana Dev, decide to kind of take side with the demigods to banish Bali Maharaj from heavenly planet in favor of the demigods? I don't know if you understand my question.
Why did, if I understand your question, it's yes, why es, did, why in did essence, the Lord...
Yes, in essence, Krishna is taking side with the demigods to trick Bali Maharaj to take over the heavenly planets back to the demigods.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Krishna does. He's always on the side of the demigods, the devotees, against the demons. So Bali Maharaj is, although we see that he's a devotee, he's the grandson of Prahlad, still he's the king of the demons. And the demons are in control of the universe. So it's not a proper situation. They're not supposed to be. Right?
It was a requisite for him to attain that position.
You'll see that in his next life he gets that position. As we read on, you'll see that in the next Manvantara, he gets the position of Indra, Bali Maharaj. But this is not the way. In the fight between the demigods and the demons, the Lord always steps in on the request of the demigods. He always steps in to make an arrangement. He did so when Hiranyakashipu was took over. He came as Nrisingadev to keep the word of Prahlad Maharaj, you know, and to vanquish Hiranyakashipu. And in the case of Bali Maharaj, he also came, he did it in a different way because of the personality. He tested him by appearing there as a Brahmin, a little small Brahmin boy, sometimes called a dwarf Brahmin, sometimes called a boy. And he asked him for a boon, you give me 3 steps. Right? So, again, he vanquished him by a trick, if you like. Little boy suddenly becomes huge and is able to cover the universe with 1-2 steps. And then said, you gave me 3 steps. Where's my 3rd step? You have to give me 3 steps. And Bali Maharaj said, put his head down and said, put it on my head. Right? So that's a different kind of outcome. That's the different outcome I was talking about. The difference between his endeavor and the endeavor of Hiranyakashipu, his great-grandfather. Right? So the result was different. In one, he was torn apart by the Lord. And in the other, the Lord placed his foot on his head. Would you like that? Would you like the Lord to put his foot on your head?
Realization.
Huh?
That will require some level of realization to be able to understand why I have to submit to that extent.
Yeah, I can't hear you properly. I can't understand what you're saying. Sorry. But you would like the Lord to put his foot on your head, yes or no? Otherwise not. I'd like it in any case. Because if that happened, I'd get full realization. Bang. Like that. Of course, it's not going to happen to me. Because I'm not on the platform. I don't have the same consciousness as Bali Maharaj, whose consciousness was purified. He had a pure consciousness, and he actually defied his own guru. You mentioned that he did the 100 sacrifices. He got the qualification. He already had the throne. The brahmanas told him to do 100 sacrifices so that he could deserve it on that level. Because the current Indra had performed 100 Ashwamedhas to get that post, to get that position. He did that. So you're asking, how did he lose it? He lost it, one, because it wasn't like the proper way things work in the universe. It was against the normal principles. The demigods are supposed to be in charge, not the demons. That's one. But the second thing is that since he had already done all that work, done all that yajna, done all those activities, how's it going to happen? It happened because he defied his guru in favor of the Lord. His guru said, don't listen to this boy. Don't give him anything. Because he knew. And in spite of that instruction from his guru, Bali Maharaj gave Vamanadeva, said, yes, you can have your three steps. So he defied his guru. Right? So because he defied his guru, he fell from that position, fell from that post, but he got it in the next Manvantara. He got it again. He became Indra. You'll read as you make progress in this same canto. He will become Indra. In reality, he'll become Indra, not someone taking the post of Indra by force, but by arrangement, he'll become Indra. Hare Krishna. Give the microphone over there, please.
Hare Krishna. How can Bali Maharaj be a demon and a devotee at the same time? It sounds like a contradiction. Either you're a demon or you're a devotee.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it true? Is that your experience?
They're always talking about that. The demigods are the devotees and the demons are against the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He was born in the family of Daityas, just like Prahlad Maharaj was born in the family of demons, correct?
Yeah. Yes, but Prahlad was always a devotee.
And Bali Maharaj wasn't?
I don't know.
You don't know. Well, he had desire to take over the universe. He was the leader of the demigods, the demons, and he wanted to fight with them and take over the post. He wanted to take the throne of Indra. So that's not a devotional kind of a activity, is it? But at the same time, he had a lot of qualities of devotees, like worshipping the guru, serving the guru, serving all his preceptors. These are not activities of demons. So we see both things in the same. And look around you, or look in your own heart. We're trying to be devotees, but we have demoniac natures as well at the same time. So this is not unusual. This is quite normal, at least on our platform. I think the example, or one of the examples given, is of a rail track. There's two tracks there. And you know, together, it's going on together, side by side. Until our consciousness becomes fully purified, we have demoniac natures, and we are aspiring to be devotees, so we're doing devotional activities, we're trying to purify ourselves, we're practicing sadhana bhakti. Both things are going on. So he's a big personality, no doubt, but we see the same thing happening over there, that he had all these materialistic desires. He was the head of the demons, he was the king of the demons, born in a family of demons, but he was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So there was something different in him. He was trying to he was doing things differently also at the same time, and the result was he got the foot of the Lord on his head. That's not an ordinary thing. That's not going to happen to normal demoniac personalities. So he wasn't normal, he was more it was mixed, like we're mixed. It's not unusual. Like I said, look around you. We're all in that position. Well, most of us. Yes? Correct or not? Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, can you elaborate on a couple of points? When Asma made a sacrifice, is exactly what? Can you elaborate on that? Is it a horse sacrifice where the animal is killed and rejuvenated? And how did Bali Maharaj aspire and accept the role of Mahajan? What transpired? They were shooting
accept the role of what?
Say it again?
What was the last thing? Sorry.
No, about the advance of Bali Maharaj becoming Mahajan. How did that happen? Do you remember?
I don't know so much about the Ashwamedha. I think it's a horse sacrifice. A horse sacrifice?
I remember it was the horse sacrifice.
Horse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When what's his name? Yudhishthira. They let the horse go roaming around, protected by the brothers. I think there's something to do, you know, that was part of the Ashwamedha sacrifice.
You mentioned that Prithu, Indra came and stole the horse.
Yeah, Indra stole the horse. So the part of the sacrifice is first the horse is allowed to wander, and no one should interfere with it. And usually there's people to make sure. That was Arjuna and they were doing that in Yudhishthira's case. And then I don't know if they actually sacrificed that animal in the fire. But I imagine so.
Gets rejuvenated and they gets a new body, younger body.
Yeah, I imagine so. Like I said, I don't really know much about it. But something like that, to do with the horses, and then no one should impede that horse, and then it comes back, and then the yagya is there, and then it gets a new body. How did Bali Maharaj become a Mahajan? He got kicked in the head.
He got stepped on the head.
Yeah.
That helped.
That helped him. He was like already like on the path, you know. He was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, but he wasn't pure in his endeavor or in his consciousness, as mentioned. And so he went through that pastime with the Lord when the Lord came to put things right. You know, to get Indra back on his throne, he came and he tricked him, asked for the three steps, and the last step on the head, fully purified by the mercy of the Lord. And when you're fully purified, then you know, you can act in you can be Mahajan. You can be someone who's worthy of being followed. So I think that was the telling, you know, the point of final surrender. He surrendered to the Lord as soon as he approached him, even though he was just a small boy, you know. He immediately surrendered to him in spite of instructions from his guru. It doesn't say that he knew it was the Lord. It was just, you know, he was enamored by that boy. And but then the Lord blessed him by placing the third step on his head, and then full purification results.
Was awarded a position in another planet. And
yeah.
Planetary. I believe Sukacharya went with him.
We got lots of hands going up over there, Mataji and Mataji. We've only got about 5 minutes. Go ahead. I think 8 o'clock is the darshan, right?
Prabhuji, thank you so much for the class. It was so nice. You know, now the demons have taken over our planet. So I was remembering Nanda Kumar's memories. He said that Prabhupada told him that in your lifetime, you will see the devotees will take over the government leadership. So, do you think this, the demons, what do you think Krishna will do for us? How is Krishna going to come and save us from all today's demons?
I don't know, it seems a long way away, doesn't it? But Prabhupada said it, so I can't argue with it. The only way I can see that is if there was some kind of devastation, some kind of war, some kind of something like that. It's actually, I just happened to see some Nostradamus predictions for this year, 2018, and he did predict a war here apparently in this year, a world war, and he also predicted lots of natural disasters like what's that volcano next to Naples that's supposed to go up this year next to Napoli, and all across the China. So the only way I can see it happening is as a result of natural or forced, you know, circumstances. Because in circumstances like that, people do turn. They turn to God, religion. And if the devotees are helpful, which they generally are, and try to help people, which we do try to do, then I can see something. But where we are sitting now, it seems highly unlikely in the short term, unless there's some catastrophe, large scale.
We just read on the internet that this Tulsi Gabbard, she's a senator in the USA government, Tulsi. She's a devotee. And they're thinking to have her run for USA president.
Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah, I've heard of this lady.
Yeah, she's a devotee.
Yeah.
And they're thinking to have her run for American president.
Okay, well, there you go.
Just to satisfy Srila Prabhupada's desire.
I wish her well in that endeavor. But who knows?
Hare Krishna. Just wanted to share the point about Mahajans. If you look at each one of them, you can see that actually they are upholders of religious principles, and they make sure that the affairs of the universe are carried on nicely, including Bhishma, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras. Plus, they also have the key, which we say that the boat to cross the ocean of material suffering as well. So it's simultaneous. If there's any trouble, then these are Mahajans are there that living entities look upon.
All glories to the Mahajans and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much.